KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports is being brought to you here this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And starting off, taking a look at high school football for you from last night, week number one of action around the state, with most teams getting their seasons started last night. There were a few stray week zero contests and then a couple of other changes, of course, that have been made. But most teams getting out there and getting after it here in week number one. And we had a game for you up in Audubon in Class A or Class 8 player District 8. And it was Ethan Klucke scoring on the first play from scrimmage. The Audubon Wheelers never looked back in a 55-0 win over Exira EHK. The Wheelers hit pay dirt on their first seven possessions of the game and pulled away 49-0 by halftime. The second half melted away fast with a running clock in place. Klucke busted off a 65-yard touchdown run on that very first play of the game. He would later add a 49-yard touchdown reception from Gavin Smith and another 17-yard touchdown run toward the end of the first half. Ethan finished with 131 yards total, 82 of those on the ground. After the game, we caught up with Ethan Klucke, and he said it was just a good way to get the season started for his team.
Yeah, it was exciting. You could see it right at the beginning. I saw the gap. Our line did a great job blocking it. Good linemen up front. They're smart. They made the block. It was a little bit different than we've seen all week. We didn't prepare for the defense we saw tonight. We were expecting things totally different, and they always switch that up on us. So perfect play, and it was really, really good to start that way.
Well, you guys knew coming into the season it was just a little bit different makeup, and you probably felt like yourself and Joel and Gavin all have to kind of step up and do some more offensively. Each one of you contributed well here tonight. You feel like you've got the pieces in the puzzle to get the offense going well?
Yeah, definitely. Me, Joel, and Gavin, we're excited to help lead this team to the same thing we did last year or higher. I mean, we're always expecting big things for this team. We're excited for the teammates we have playing on the field this year, same as last year. The guys we have are smart this year. They give full effort. They're ready to learn. They're ready to listen to our advice. When they make mistakes, when we get on them, they aren't being mean back to us. They just listen and do what they're supposed to do. And I mean, that's great as a leader to have people who are ready to learn and want to get better.
How's Ethan Klucke after the win last night there for the Audubon Wheelers as they pick up that 55-0 win? Joel Klucke had a big night as well. He had two interceptions and a couple of touchdowns of his own. Gavin Smith also played well at the quarterback spot, scoring on two touchdown runs. He racked up 138 yards on the ground to go along with 65 passing yards. The line of scrimmage was a big story of the game as well. The Wheelers had to replace three seniors that played both ways up front, and the new wave of linemen played very well against the Spartans. Joey Schramm and Garrett Christensen got in the backfield on a number of times on the night, wreaking havoc in the backfield there for the Spartans. Exira EHK was led by 96 yards passing and 24 rushing from senior quarterback Tyler Peterson. The Spartans had a tough time getting anything consistent going on offense. They had one deep drive into Wheeler territory where they got down to the 6-yard line, but just couldn't get enough to punch it home. Audubon moves on now next week to take on Arweva. Exira EHK will travel to Woodbine. You can watch the full replay of that game from our KJN TV broadcast. It's linked up on this story on our sports page there at KJN.com. In other high school football action last night, it was the Atlantic Trojans opening up their season on the road against a tough Underwood squad, and Underwood pulled away as they ended up racking up some points in the second half. A 39-0 victory there for Underwood over Atlantic. Tough start to the year for the Trojans. Also, in other contest from around the area. We'll start in the larger classes. It was in teams featured from 4A. Thomas Jefferson went on the road to take on Glenwood. Glenwood, the big win there, 57-7. The final Rams get that victory. Council Bus Abraham Lincoln had to go to overtime to knock off Denison Schleswig, 28-21. One of the better games around the area last night. In games featuring Class 3A teams out of District 9, it was Carroll 7-0 over Bondurant Farrar. Creston Orion Maxburg 7-0 over Boone. Also Harlan won a top 5 battle over Grinnell, a game that was back and forth early on, but Harlan pulling away late in the ballgame and picking up that 42-28 win. So the number 3 ranked team in the Radio Iowa poll knocks off the number 5 ranked team, 42-28, the final there in that one. Also, Lewis Central was a 28-3 winner over St. Albert in a battle of ranked teams from their respective classes as well. In Class 2A, or games featuring Class 2A teams, it was Greene County 49-0 over Perry. Des Moines Christian beat Pella Christian 29-24. Riverside, a 45-0 winner over Red Oak. And Shenandoah beat AHSTW 24-22. And Clarinda will be playing today. They are on the road at Trainer. That's a Saturday contest here this evening. They pushed that back due to some quarantine issues. It can give Clarinda a little bit more time to be prepared for that game, so they'll play that one here today. Also, in games that featured Class 1A schools out of District 8, it was Earlham knocking off ACGC in a tight ball game, 31-28, the win there for the Cardinals. Grundy Center top Panorama 20-14. South Central Calhoun, a 14-0 winner over Kemper Catholic. Woodward Granger picked up a 49-6 win over Madrid. Nottoway Valley, 48-0 over West Central Valley. Van Meter beat Winterset, 33-14. And games or teams out of District 9, we mentioned Underwood, 39-0 over Atlantic. Westwood was a 42-20 winner over Maple Valley. Anthon Odo Charter Oak Ute. Logan Magnolia 39-0 over Missouri Valley. OABCIG beat Ridgeview 49-0. And Pocahontas area was a 27-7 winner over East Sac County. In the games featuring Class A teams that we haven't mentioned yet, Woodward Granger was a 49-6 winner over Madrid. Also, Nottoway Valley 48-0 over West Central Valley. Ogden beat Manson Northwest Webster 42-26. And Central Decatur, a 42-6 winner over Wayne. Southwest Valley top Cardinal 14-7. It was other scores here. Tri-Center 42-7 over IKM Manning. And West Monona Whiting picked up a 34-22 win over Sydney, as Sydney rejoins the 11-player ranks this year. And that's a look at your rundown of scores there for you from those Class A games. In eight-man play, Cam opened up with an emphatic win, 60-8 over Griswold. Lane Speaker, a couple early touchdown runs to get him going, and the Cougars pulling away for that win. That was broadcast on the Grizz Tiger Vision channel, our partnership there at the Griswold School District, through a KJN Video Network, so you can go back and watch that one in the archives as well. It was Lennox winning a wild one with East Mills. Teams traded late scores. Lennox scored with just a few seconds left in the game to pick up a 34-29 win in that one. Stanton Essex was a 68-20 winner over East Union in an impressive win. And Fremont Mills shut out Bedford 53-0. In District 8, it was Coon Rapids Bayard 42-36 over Arweva. Our broadcast game, Audubon 55-0 over Exiree EHK. Booyer Valley beat Glidden Ralston 68-32. And Woodbine was a 64-20 winner over West Harrison Whiting. That's a look at your full rundown of scores from high school football from last night. You can check them all out as well on our sports page at KJN.com. In Major League Baseball, it was Franmil Reyes going 3-for-5 with a 3-run homer and 5 RBIs as part of the Indians' 20-hit attack and a 14-2 laugher over the Cardinals. Carlos Santana and Tyler Naquin chipped in 2-run homers as Cleveland moved into a 3-way tie with Minnesota and Chicago for the AL Central lead. The sizzling White Sox wasted a 1-run lead in the ninth before Yasmani Grandal hit a walk-off blast in the bottom half to give Chicago its 10th win in 11 games, 6-5 over the Kansas City Royals. In other scores, in interleague action, it was the Mets taking a Subway Series sweep over the Yankees, 6-4 and 4-3. Also, Tampa Bay 2-0 over Miami, Washington 10-2 over Boston. Texas beat the Dodgers 6-2, and Cleveland that 14-2 win over St. Louis. Also, in other games, Toronto 5-4 over Baltimore. It was the White Sox 6-5 over Kansas City. and the Angels 3-2 over Seattle. In the National League, Cincinnati a 6-5 comeback win over the Cubs. Milwaukee 9-1 over Pittsburgh. Philadelphia 7-4 over Atlanta. San Diego 10-4 over Colorado. And Arizona beat San Francisco 7-4. All NBA playoff and NHL playoff games were postponed yesterday. They're set to resume action for both of those leagues here today. And we'll have Major League Baseball action coming at you here again today. The St. Louis Cardinals now set to take on the Cleveland Indians once again here today. 11:20 will be the pregame with first pitch on the way at 12:15 this afternoon. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN, brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.